Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Folks, LSU won its first NCAA gymnastics title Saturday in front of 7,684 fans at Dickey's Arena. And here to tell us about it is Jeff Plairmill, Louisiana Radio Network News Director and Sports Director and WWL LSU columnist. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Newell, how you doing today?
Jeff, a lot of drama around this win to the bitter end. Tell us about it.
Well, yeah, it really, Thursday night is when it all, well, first of all, back up even a little bit more than that. The semifinals were on Thursday, and there were eight teams in the semifinals, and they separated them between two sessions. And LSU was in the first session, and they won that session, beating out three other schools. And the top two schools, LSU and Cal, advanced to the finals. But all season long, Newell, the feeling was, or anybody that was watching was, man, this is a really good LSU team. This might be the best LSU team, but Oklahoma is really good. And Oklahoma is the two-time defending champion, and Oklahoma might have its best team. And so it was this feeling like, man, LSU's got this great team, but can they beat Oklahoma on Saturday? Well, LSU does its job on Thursday, and then Thursday night, Oklahoma just fell apart. I mean, this is why we play the games. This is why we have the meets. Nothing is drawn up on paper, and that's how it's supposed to occur. Oklahoma suffers three falls on vault. They bounce back a little bit on high bars or on bars, and you're thinking, okay, maybe they got a chance to get back in this. And then they suffer two more falls on beam, and that does it. And there was just this feel. First, there was just this absolute shock. Newell, this would have been like in 2019 when LSU had that dominant football team if Joe Burrow in the semifinal game against Oklahoma threw four interceptions and the Tigers lost by three touchdowns. That's how unbelievable what happened on Thursday night with Oklahoma. And how rare it was, because they were ranked number one all season long, and they just had their worst day out of the day you didn't want to have your worst day. So Oklahoma does not advance to the finals, and so LSU, out of the four teams, they're the last four. I mean, it's very even between LSU, Cal, Utah, and Florida, but LSU's a little bit better probably because of its depth that it has. But still, all four schools are going into Saturday thinking they got a chance to win this thing. And that's what we saw during 2 hours of very compelling gymnastics. And LSU finds itself down by 0.0375 points going into the final rotation, which is beam. And LSU struggled with beam at the beginning of the season, had several falls, but they really corrected it, and it became almost the strength for the team. Floor is really their best event. And so they're down, they're trailing. It's almost like you're, I guess, a baseball equivalent. You're down a couple of runs heading into the ninth inning, and you need to string together some hits, and you're facing a tough closer. And LSU got the job done despite a fall in there. I mean, they're Connor McClain, Kaya Johnson, Haley Bryant all hit, and then Aaliyah Finnegan, knowing that as long as she did not fall, LSU was going to win the national championship. Can you imagine the pressure that she had on her knowing that as long as she did not fall, they would win, and she goes out there and hits a 995 and LSU wins. And LSU's had a lot of championship teams here lately, but there hasn't been that in a lot of these championship games. It's not, LSU's been in control of those games. It's they're kind of drama free at the end, but this one was not. This was very, very stressful as LSU was trying to win its first national championship in gymnastics.
In that final round, do I recall that there were two ladies on the beam that both got 995s? Finnegan and was it?
Haley Bryant got a 995. Kaya Johnson got a 9. And there was
Sierra. Was it Sierra Ballard?
Sierra Ballard, who's from the North Shore, started that rotation with a 995. So you had three.
You had three then with 995s.
Yes.
In two of the three cases, it was their career high score on the beam?
Not sure on that. And then Connor McClain had a 99.625. And the other thing about it was the second competitor for LSU, Savannah Schoenhardt, had a fall. So LSU could not afford, and in gymnastics, you don't count the lowest score during a rotation. So they could not afford another fall. And that's what made it just so stressful. And for a freshman and Connor McClain to step up there after Savannah had to fall and nail a 99.625. And then really the three main competitors for LSU all season, you could call maybe their three-headed monster, if you would. Kaya Johnson, Haley Bryant, and Aaliyah Finnegan all nailing their routines. I think there was a lot of symbolism in the fact that the season was on the line with these three and all of them got the job done.
LSU has been close, what, on three, four, five?
Four occasions. Yeah. And, this has always been a very respectable program. And when Jay Clark arrived after he resigned as the head coach, Jay Clark's now the current head coach at LSU. Jay Clark was at Georgia for 20-some years and was part of seven national championship teams there and ended up replacing a legendary coach there who had retired. And the phrase is you never want to replace the legendary coach, and Jay Clark found that out. And after 4 years decided to resign, and he really didn't know exactly what was next. And D.D. Bro called him, and D.D. had the vision to say, hey, this is the person that can take this program to another level and could potentially be my successor when I decide to step down. And that's exactly what happened. 2 years later, LSU ends up as a runner-up finish. They had three more after that. D.D. Bro retires in 2020, and Jay Clark takes it over and ends up bringing home a national championship.
And as the way what goes around comes around, Georgia, they say, was looming and lurking in the shadows.
Yeah.
And
they're right.
Trying to hire Jay Clark and his entire staff to come back to Georgia. And he announced, no can do, I'm staying put.
Yeah, how about that? That's almost kind of like, the girlfriend or the boyfriend, right, Newell, that you break up with,
yeah.
Or they break up with you and then they want you back like a couple years later, several months later. Georgia's program has not been the same since Jay Clark left. It hasn't. And LSU's has increased in not only as far as in performance, but in popularity. It is on Friday nights in January and February at the Maravich Center. It is the hottest ticket in town. It's hard to get tickets to go see these events. And a lot of that was, Jay Clark bringing in a new sense of energy. And again, I'm not trying to take anything away from D.D. Bro, because what she did in laying down the foundation and laying down in the framework and fighting so hard to keep that program alive and making it as respectable as she did, she just was missing someone to really kind of push the program up another level or two, and that's exactly what Jay Clark has done.
Well, good leaders have a succession plan. And,
yes.
And kudos to Dee Dee. I mean,
yes.
you think outside of oneself, right?
Right.
And that's the way you really leave your legacy. right?
Yeah.
And establish one and leave it there at LSU, and she will never be forgotten for saying
right.
for sure. I'm not trying to trip you up, Jeff, but I was just going through my mind as to I know we've won national championships in baseball, football,
yeah.
track and field, ladies basketball, gymnastics. There's another one out there.
There's golf one. Men are one. I think it was golf. Men's golf one a few years back. There's been 52 in LSU's history, 52 of them. So a lot
That's
of them
incredible.
In track and field, a lot. I mean, when you go indoor and outdoor and you go back to all those years with Pat Henry when it seemed like they were, like, winning everything. And then you
yeah.
got the 7 national championships in baseball. You got 4 in football, 1 in women's basketball, none in men's basketball yet. I mean, I think that's probably the next big breakthrough. And then, yeah, so there's so track has got countless. There's probably over 2 dozen of those championships belong to men's and women's track and field, both outdoor
and they're still right there, right?
They're still right there. And it was just a few years ago where they won the woman won, I think, the outdoor national championships.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's a testament to that university, their commitment to athletics. And there's a lot of new challenges on the landscape coming up. In fact, we're going to be talking to Harry Rosenberg, former U.S. attorney, about this new Title IX ruling by the Biden administration. There's a lot to be worried about out there.
Because college athletics is going to look so much different, I really think, in 5 or 7 years. You know, there's talk about a super league forming involving the big powers in college athletics for football. You don't know about Title IX. You don't know exactly where NIL is going. I think where we're going to is in the direction of the university actually paying the players themselves. And then you're talking, are we going to see unions and all that kind of stuff? So a lot of what, you know, has made college athletics charming and for some people that enjoy it, because a lot of people think, you know, especially in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, you'd always hear, well, a lot of these kids are playing it for the love of the game, and in the pros, it's all about how much money you make and this and that. But college athletics is heading in that direction, and it's hard to say exactly where it's going to go. And you better have your ducks in a row. And that's why every year LSU's changing the Louisiana legislature is changing the NIL laws to make sure that LSU is competitive with the other big universities. And it's very, very difficult to figure out where this is all going to go. I think what we're going to eventually see is we will see a super league, especially when it comes to football. And I think we'll eventually see where the universities will be paying the student athletes directly.
How many conferences have actually fallen out, Jeff? I mean, I know of two right off the top of my head, but how many total? And I mean, how many more do you think we will have in the next 5 years?
Well, the Pac-12 is gone, and I guess maybe the other one you're alluding to is the Big East. The Big
Yes.
East is, no longer. I would say the ACC is probably the next one to go. Now, they have a very ironclad TV rights deal that does not allow for any of those schools to leave that conference until we get past, I think it's like 2032, 2034, something like that. But attorneys for various, in particular, Florida State are trying to challenge that, trying to get out of there, looking for, and it's all about money, obviously, Newell. They're looking for the better TV deals, and the SEC and the Big Ten have the two best television contracts, and that's where everyone is trying to get to. So I would say the ACC is probably the next, as long as they especially if one of those schools figures out a legal loophole to get out of the TV contract that they're currently under with the conference that does not allow them to leave the ACC.
But all of this is about the difficulty in managing this landscape and still being able to perform and achieve these successes. And congratulations to the LSU ladies gymnastics team, Coach Jay Clark, Scott Woodward, the rest of the sports administration out there. Job well done. Louisiana should be proud, right, Jeff?
They certainly should be. This was a terrific team to watch. And, good coach, great coach in Jay Clark. And they're losing a lot of talent from this team. But I think Jay Clark's got the recruiting down pat. And there's still a lot of terrific gymnasts that are still up and coming. So this should be a program that's very good for many years to come, as long as Jay Clark is around.
You know, watching this thing was like watching an Olympic competition. I got to be honest with you. I mean,
it was very intense.
It was intense.
And again, I think it goes back to the fact that all four schools, all four teams really thought they had a great chance to win this thing. I mean, it was that close. And
no doubt.
And I think it would have been a little bit different if Oklahoma was there, because, again, if Oklahoma was there, they most likely win it and everybody's just playing for second.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds great. Jeff Palermo, thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time and your insight. Have a great week.
All right. Sounds good, Newell. You too.
Thank you, sir. That's Jeff Palermo, Louisiana Radio Network News Director and Sports Director and WWL LSU columnist. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.